What are you looking for, hon?
My phone.
The phone?
Mm-hmm.
Grandma's got it.
Wait.
Oh.
Is it on the porch?
Huh?
You mentioned. Sorry.
Go ahead.
You mentioned the red squirrel incident. Do people up here tend to be superstitious at all?
No. Just the Indians, the ones that. Now see that girl, the runner.
Mm-hmm.
Her other grandma is a Sioux Indian.
Right.
She's from South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And that about the only Indians here.
Right.
But now see, I told you they're half German and half Indian, so they're white like the boy that was here.
Right.
You'd never know he was half Hispanic.
Yeah.
And his great grandfather was Monroe. His name was Monroe.
Yeah.
See, that's under the German name.
Right. So they got their superstitions in the Indian culture.
Yeah.
But not too much.
Well, the grandma, she lives across the street, the Indian.
Uh-huh.
She was telling me a story when they first came here. But the uncles, they were those scrawny little Indians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Came here and they settled here in this area. Well, where my daughter's got the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
They settled there. And they went hunting one day. And 3 years they finally came back. And they asked them, where you been for 3 years? You know, went and seen the big water.
Yeah.
They went all the way to the Pacific Ocean on horseback.
Whoa.
And they come back with no meat. They have to go out and kill their food, you know.
Yeah. What about, well, since I mentioned superstitions, are there any talk of ghosts around here?
Any what?
Ghosts.
Goats?
Ghosts.
Many goats?
No, ghosts.
Oh, ghosts.
Yeah. I'll get to the ghosts later. Ghosts?
Ghosts.
Yeah.
No, but I, once in a while I'll hear of somebody talking about a ghost or something, you know.
So there's no haunted houses or anything?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
When you were a kid and you used tools on the farm, what do you remember what you had to use? Like old-time plows or anything like that?
Yeah. A harrow. I used a horse-pulling harrow, and I used I used a plow.
Okay.
Two-horse plow. You hold on to the handles, and you plow the dirt.
Uh-huh.
And, when I was a kid, we didn't have cars. We had a donkey and a spring wagon. And that was our car, you know.
Yeah.
My brother and I, we used to go to the city park and gather up grass for the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And shut the thing off.
Did you have a... Did you ever hear of buck scraper? Or any type of scraper? Does that sound familiar?
Yes. Yeah, we did. We had them. Had two handles with a bucket in front and a horse pulling it when you wanted to move some dirt, you know?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's a buck scraper.
Okay.
And you hold on to it, and when you get to where you want to dump the dirt, you raise it up, and it would dump the dirt. And it stayed dumped over until the horse turns around and go back to where you're hauling the dirt from.
Okay.
Do it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would that be like a, that almost sounds like something you might do now with a wheelbarrow or something? Same type of moving dirt like that?
Well, wheelbarrow without wheels, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Just a horse was pulled.
Did you ever hear of a Fresno?
Sure.
What was that used for?
Fresno?
Yeah.